6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Atoms for Peace and Default. I'd only just realised that Flea from the Chili Peppers was in Atoms for Peace with Tom York and Nigel Godrich. I didn't realise that. You live and learn. A little bit of a sad note to the beginning of the show today. I pre-record the programme and I found out this morning that Sir Patrick Moore died, because it's a, I'm making it a week in advance of broadcast. So I'm dead sad. The last half hour of the show, you'll just hear Patrick's voice and some music that I've chosen to accompany some of his most amazing stories. But we must celebrate him. He's the man who mapped the moon, over 50 years in broadcasting, and an extraordinary scientist. Published his first paper at 13. Did you know that? Anyway, the show must go on. Starting with this little tribute. This is Speck Mountain and Hey Moon. Speck Mountain and Hey Moon, the first of the songs dedicated to Sir Patrick Moore this week. That song actually came to my attention through one of you lot recommending it. Song for Guy recommendations are the beating heart of the finest hour. And that's before I started keeping note of who'd made the recommendation. So I don't know who recommended that tune, but thank you, it's still with me. New music now, Swim and Sleep, brackets, Like a Shark, is from the Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They're an American and New Zealand rock band composed of Ruben Nielsen and Jake Portray and drummer Greg Rogrove. I'm having trouble reading for some reason. The first album was on Fat Possum Records. I vaguely remember playing something on the programme, but can't call it to mind exactly. And in the spring of 2012, they won the Tate Music Prize for that record. This is a single off their forthcoming work. At the moment it's titled 2. I'm sure that'll change, it usually does. And they've signed to Jag Jaguar for this one. So here we go. This is the Unknown Mortal Orchestra. It's one of those modern lo-fi lovelies that's coming in from our Antipodean cousins.
I'm
Swim and Sleep, brackets, Like a Shark. Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They're touring in 2013 all around Australia, Europe and North America. Look out for them. That's the Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and they'll be supporting Foxygen. A great new music, eh? Our featured artist this week is Rainer Petacek. If you're not, he usually goes under the name Rainer, or he used to. He died in 1997. But I became aware of him through his work with Giant Sand. Howie Gelb, who's a friend of mine and probably the only co-host I've ever had on The Finest Hour, did this next song with him some time ago. I think it was probably the mid-90s, and I fell in love with it then. It's called The Inner Flame, and there's an album of the same name because Rainer's guitar playing, which is kind of, he plays slide and fingerpick, and he uses a lot of digital and tape loop pedals. It earned him the respect of Robert Plant, Billy Gibbons, Jimmy Page, PJ Harvey, Emmylou Harris, and lots of other people. There is a tribute record to Rainer, which makes sure that his family gets some money, called The Inner Flame, of which this next song is the title track. An extraordinary musician, as you'll know by the end of this programme. The first of our two tunes by our chosen artist this week, Rainer Petacek. This is called The Inner Flame.
How's your inner flame? Does it still burn a lot? Do you still complain? Way too hot. He was innocent, but that was a long time ago. Love comes in a room, love blows out the walls, and we're all consumed, flames in alcohol. What do I know about love? Saddest song I heard was so beautiful. Just like her. I know about love.
Isn't that wonderful? Giant Sand featuring Rainer. Rainer in question is Rainer Potarchek, and he's our featured artist this week.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's an old friend with a really good record collection.
It's always great to hear new things.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
I've turned into a complete guitar anorak today.
Music is my religion.
A lot of the DJs were or are musicians themselves.
Gee, cold getting dumb. I grew up on that stuff.
Everyone is really in it for the music.
It is a visceral, emotional roller coaster.
Ludicrous snare sound on there.
A music loving radio station.
Nice. Getting all nice and warm now.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
I'm Karis Matthews.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
This is Giles Peterson.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's always sunshine here on the Hughie Show.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Craig Charles from Soul Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
And now here's one from my mates, Here We Go Magic. Because I'm missing them since we finished the tour. This is from their first album, Pigeons, because I'm sure you've already got their second album, A Different Ship. This is great. I remember playing this at the time, being very excited about them. And now we're mates. I've got a pretty good life, eh?
Thank you.
Groovy. Here we go, Magic and Casual from the album Pigeons. Let's keep the tempo up there. Something about the groove on that tune reminded me of this one from Marissa Nadler. I find the chorus in my head, not quite default song standard, but I find myself singing it a lot. This is Marissa Nadler and River of Dirt.
Then. She was christened Willie Mae, but everyone knew her as Big Mama Thornton, one of the early stars of R&B, composer of songs such as Ball and Chain, and the owner of a devastating blues voice. In it, you could hear the fervent intensity of her Baptist roots, the worldly wisdom of years spent on the road, and the rasping bite of a lifetime of hard and fast living. She predated Aretha Franklin and Janis Joplin, but her influence on both of their voices is obvious. She also preceded Elvis with the original version of Hound Dog, and in her hands it's a completely different song. Raw and edgy, pushed along by a deceptively tight rhythm section, she wails and howls her way through a blues rant that would leave even the most incorrigible scoundrel cowering with his tail between his legs. There's no hip swivelling or lip curling here, just the hard-bitten voice of experience, giving an irresistible and unforgettable performance. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high class, but I can see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door.
Beckopedia. That was Big Mama Thornton and Hound Dog. More from Beckopedia next week. Last week, and you'll have to forgive me, right, if I've messed this up. Last week, my chosen theme for the show was bands that Elbow have toured with, and I'm pretty sure I forgot Richard Swift, and he's one of my favourite guys that we've ever toured with. Maybe I didn't forget him, and I've just forgotten that I put him in the programme. Either way, I'm going to play a tune from him now. He plays everything on this song. He's an amazing man. Richard Swift and Lady Luck. from his album The Atlantic Ocean, although all these records are worth having. That's Richard Swift and Lady Luck. I love it.
Six Music.
Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, right? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music.
6
Music. BBC 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Fiona Campbell's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. She says, could I hear Massive Attack, Him and the Big Wheel? I'm a midwife on the west coast of Scotland and I've been here for nearly 20 years. I listen to this every day of the year I came here and many times since. It would be my great pleasure. Go on, Fiona, bringing little lives into the world.
Watch from the skies, an acid drop of rain recycled from the sea. It washed away my shadow burnt a hole in me. And all the king's men cannot put it back again. But the ghetto soil will nature lie and mend my soul. Sometime again, the big wheel keeps on turning on a simple line dividing the earth. On its axis, one man struggles while another relaxes. The big wheel keeps on turning on a simple line, day by day. The earth spins on its axis. One man struggles while another relaxes. The big wheel keeps on turning on a simple line, day by day. The earth spins on its axis. One man struggles while another relaxes.
Massive Attack and Hymn of the Big Wheel. Another song for Guy recommendation straight away. This one's from Ian in Highbury in London. He says, love the show, although I end up crying at elbow gigs. Sorry soul that I am. That's plenty of people. Make them cry, make them cry. He says, I got very excited a while back when you played Vapor Trail by Ride next to Real Estate of examples par excellence of meandering guitar melodies combining to mesmerising effect. Good turn of word on the ear, eh? I listen to the show religiously, but I don't think I've ever heard you play anything by D-I-I-V, pronounced Dive, apparently. Their recent album, Ocean, or Ocean, who knows, is a masterclass in this jangly, dreamy stuff. And if I had to pick a track, I'd go for the gorgeous How Long Have I Known You? No, How Long Have You Known? How Long Have I Known You is from an Eddie Izzard sketch about Star Trek. Cheers, Ian. I haven't played Dive, spelled D-I-I-V, on the programme before, but I'm going to do now. In fact, How Long Have You Known is the one I'm going to play. For Ian, a song for Guy, here's Dive, spelt incorrectly. Ian in Highbury recommended that. That's D-I-I-V pronounced dive with How Long Have You Known. I love it. Keep your song for Guy recommendations coming in, please. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Some emails. Pete's 50. Pete Crane is 50 and he says, I've been listening to Radio 1 for many years. I thought my taste was waning, but now I've found Six Music and you've given me a new lease of life. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Long live music from Pete. Pete, on behalf of everyone at Six Music, we love you. Here's an email saying, Jimmy's brilliant. Actually says, Dave Thompson says, hi Guy, hope this finds you well. Just wanted to check you're okay after Jimmy Goodwin sat in you. Okay, I think I've probably misspoken there. He sat in for me. He didn't sit in me. Hope it was a pleasant experience, says Dave. Adore the show. Keep us musically enlightened. Dave from Timperley, thank you. Jimmy, Mick and Jess get... Mick? I've never heard anyone call Mike Joyce Mick before. I might start trying it, though. Jimmy, Mick and Jess. Lots of people sending in emails saying that they really enjoyed them sitting in for me. I will pass it on, I promise. And then Emma T. Mills from... where's she from again? Nashville, Tennessee. Of course she is. I played three in a row. She got three Song for Guy recommendations on the air about a month ago. And she sent me this email. Honestly, I about fell out of my seat when I saw your show playlist this week. I'll be walking among the clouds for the rest of the week, month, year. Thanks for playing my suggestions. It's super cheesy to say, but I'm sincere when I tell you that you and your love of music have brought me many enjoyable moments in my life, and I can't thank you enough. Well, it's absolutely mutual these days, Emma. She says, on the contrary, there certainly is a prize for getting the hat trick on your finest hour. Vindication. My husband has remarked several times that he doesn't care for my taste in music. Well, it's satisfying to know that I can now tell him to suck on it. My guy won the presidential election to boot. It makes for a fine week and a happy Emma. Yours truly, Emma Teresa Mills, Nashville, Tennessee. We know her as Emma T. She's got great taste in music. Ian Craig in Chelmsford's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says he really enjoyed the Granddaddy song I played and he went to go and see him live on my recommendation and loved it. He likes a lot of the stuff I play on the show, that's very nice. And he says, play anything by the Triffids, who perhaps you missed first time round. They were a great band and brilliant live. I think the singer sounds like the singer from the National, so you should like them, he says. Well, Ian, let's have a look. The Triffids and Stolen Property. Darling, you are not moving any mountain.
the darkness, now she's not there. Richard, it's getting darker now. She don't belong here anymore. Learn the hard way. She don't belong here anymore. She don't belong here anymore. Learn this the hard way. She don't belong here anymore.
You stumble sometimes.
Pick yourself up. Hold yourself up to the light. Pick yourself up. Hold yourself up to the light. Duck your head. Watch for the blade. This is stolen property. This is stolen property. This is stolen property. This is stolen property.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
That exquisite piece of music is called Felt Mountain, and it's the title track of the debut album from Goldfrapp. We toured with her in America while she was promoting that record, and I wouldn't say we became friends, Alison and I. But the music stays with me and haunts me. I absolutely love it, and she has a fantastic voice. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This week's edition of The Finest Hour, dedicated to the late, great Patrick Moore. When my programme went out last week, it was a pre-recorded programme, so even though it was after Patrick had died, there was no mention of it on last week's show. But the last half hour, in about 30 minutes, something like that, of this programme is going to be dedicated to Patrick, and all you'll hear is his voice and some music that I've put around his stories. For now, though, we've got one here from Claire Spiller. She says, "Hi, Guy, I think Chameleon Day by Talk Talk is the perfect late-night soundtrack as the seasons change and the nights become colder. Mark Hollis is a genius and his music timeless." Let's have a listen to that, then. This is Chameleon Day by Talk Talk. Now, you see, I've got a weird feeling in my tummy. Whenever I hear that song and the way it finishes there, I just want to hear Time It's Time, which is the following tune in the album order on The Colour of Spring. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's like I've not finished a cup of tea and left it somewhere in the house. You know that feeling? In fact, I can do what I want. I'm the chief of police. We'll be right back. That was Talk Talk and Time It's Time, and before that you heard Chameleon Day, recommended by Claire Spiller. My featured artist this week is Raina Potarchek, an amazing character from Tucson, Arizona, a good friend of Howie Gelb, and an amazing guitarist. You can hear him at his best doing his stuff here in this tune. This came out on Rough Trade, and it was on a compilation of theirs, which if you don't have, you should get. It was the Rough Trade Shop's country compilation. Unbelievable. But as well as that, this is part of a record, or rather there is a record, a tribute record, to Raina Potarchek, who died of a brain hemorrhage in 97, which includes people like Robert Plant and Billy Gibbons, Jimmy Page, PJ Harvey, Emmylou Harris, loads more. He had some very noble fans. And the money goes to his family as well. So here are featured artists for the second time this week. This is Raina Potarchek, otherwise known as Raina. You could find him with just his first name. And this exquisite piece of music is called Life Is Fine.
Life is fine.
Wonderful. That's Raina Potarczyk, Life is Fine. Yeah, go and look for Raina's music and do buy that tribute record, The Inner Flame it's called. A noble cause for a noble man's family and a bloody great record for you to have right in the middle of your collection. Yeah?
Okay. Are we ascending?
Yeah.
The Beatles did it in Savile Row in 1970. U2 did it on top of a liquor store in Los Angeles in 1987. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. And now me, Sean Keaveney of the Six Music Breakfast Show. I'm about to follow in those hallowed rock and roll footsteps by going up on top of the roof of Six Music. And shout from the rooftops just how wonderful the breakfast show is. I want to tell the world!
Sean, we can't go up there. We haven't filled out a health and safety form.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Almost shouting it from the rooftops.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for Hydrostatic Equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
Kathy Wiggins has been on touch from Tunbridge, Kent. Or has she been in touch from Tunbridge, Kent? She said, I'd like to recommend a song called Fail For You. It is by a young singer-songwriter called Luke Sital Singh. He hasn't made an album yet. It's an EP and all the songs are on it are great. It's only available to download, which is a shame because I like to have a CD, says Kathy. Then she worries a bit about being old-fashioned. And then she again says, I don't care, I like having a CD in my hand. Kathy, you'd had a couple of glasses of wine when you wrote this. Great show and keep it up, she ends with. And that's flattery, ladies and gentlemen. And that just absolutely makes sure that I do Kathy's bidding. Here's Luke Sital Singh and Fail For You.
This is getting hard to bear. Face it, I'm not getting through. I don't even think you care. All the things I've won for you, bought you the sky.
Sittle sing and fail for you. Thanks to Kathy Wiggins for that Song for Guy recommendation. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, let me have it. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Ian in Highbury, who I played the dive tune for earlier on, recommended this next song. He complimented me on playing Real Estate in his email, so I thought, why don't I put another one of theirs on? This is Out of Tune by the wonderful Real Estate. was Real Estate and Out of Tune. The next tune is Charlie Darwin by The Low Anthem, from the album Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. I thought Oh My God when I first heard this tune, it's just incredible. It's very dark, very sombre, doesn't say much about the future actually. But yeah, exquisite and beautiful, a real mood capturer. Here we are, The Low Anthem, ladies and gentlemen, and Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. The Low Anthem and Charlie Darwin. beautiful.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's an old friend with a really good record collection.
It's always great to hear new things.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
I've turned into a complete guitar anorak today.
Music is my religion.
A lot of the DJs were or are musicians themselves.
Gee, I'm cold getting dumb. I grew up on that stuff.
Everyone is really in it for the music.
It is a visceral, emotional roller coaster.
Ludicrous snare sound on there.
A music-loving radio station.
Nice. Feeling all nice and warm now.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
I'm Keris Matthews.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
This is Giles Peterson.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's always sunshine here on the Hughie Show.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Craig Charles from Console Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
Okay, from now until the end of the programme this week, you'll only hear the voice of Sir Patrick Moore. These are snippets from his part of the archive that Peter Hardy, who works with me at the BBC, dug up for a Patrick Moore special that I did a couple of years ago, for no other reason than I love the man. I've never met the man, but I love his work. I think to find such a dedicated and passionate scientist, which I think traditionally is quite a solitary pursuit, perfectly blended with somebody who obviously loved broadcasting and its capabilities, what was possible from broadcasting, and who loved entertaining. Let's not forget what a good sport he was and how funny a raconteur and how brilliant a musician was as well. Let's focus on the man and his achievements, his noble, noble achievements. I'm going to start this little chunk of the show with Radiohead's Sail to the Moon. If you miss the names of any of the pieces of music, well, you won't hear them because it's just going to be Patrick talking. Don't worry, have a pen and paper ready just before midnight and I'll let you know all the songs that I've chosen. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Patrick Moore.
Thank you.
Einstein was another great scientist who was deeply interested in music, wasn't he?
He was indeed. He was an expert violinist. I may tell you one lovely story. Many, many years ago, when I was a young cadet learning how to fly at the very start of the war, I went down to a conference in New York on my leave, and Einstein was there, and I was invited to a little reception afterwards. Einstein was there, not very many of us. And someone said, "Will you give us a violin solo?" And he said, "I play the Swan. There's no accompanist." Well, there was a piano there, and I just happened to know it. So I have actually accompanied Einstein, and I wish I'd had a tape, but of course there were no tapes in those days.
It's a very great shame there wasn't a recording of that. Was it good?
He was magnificent. I don't believe there is any recording of Einstein playing the violin. But there's one lovely story about him, and I think it was with Kreisler he was playing sometime after the war, and they were playing a duet, and Einstein went wrong. And Kreisler made the classic remark, "The trouble with you, Albert, is you cannot count."
I think that's wonderful.
When the Russians planned to send their first rocket, Lunik 3, around the moon in October 1959, they'd written over to me earlier saying, "Would I please send all my observations of the moon's libration areas and also all the observations I hadn't published yet?" And they'd promised that when they got the first pictures back, they would send them straight over to me, because in recognition of the help I'd given. And I was actually doing a Sky at Night programme in the studio, live, about the other side of the moon, when Paul Johnson's voice, the producer, came into my ears. "The Russians have kept their promise. They're sending over the pictures of the other side of the moon, just taken. They'll be on your screen in 20 seconds. Scrap what we planned. Do it off the cuff. Good luck." And I remember saying to the television audience, "We're going to see now the first pictures of the far side of the moon. I don't know any more than you what they're going to be like. I think I've got a pretty good idea. We'll now wait and see." And up they came. And luckily, I recognised one particular feature under reverse illumination. I was able to give what I hope was an intelligible comedy. That's quite a moment. I also remember a poem said to have been written by a housemaid in the service of a well-known poet a long time ago. She'd cottoned on to the fact that the moon keeps the same face towards us, and she produced the following gem. O moon, lovely moon, with the beautiful face, careering throughout the boundaries of space, whenever I see you, I think in my mind, shall I ever, O ever, behold thy behind. And of course in 1959 we did precisely that.
Beautiful sight. from silver moon ladders, ladders, moon ladders. They sparkle moon ladders, ladders.
People often think me what I think about night conditions in general. Well, I am bound to say I am not what I call an aimless walker. I can't remember the time when I last went for a walk, going for a walk. I said I don't do that at all. On the other hand, one thing that I do, I live only 500 yards from the sea. And in the summer, if it's good, as it was this year, I stroll 500 yards down. I can go into the sea. It's rather nice to do that at night time, particularly by moonlight. And moonlight bathing, I think, is great fun. I do quite a lot of that in the ordinary way.
You heard The Swan by Sanson, followed by Silver Moon Ladders by Mertz. Then you heard Clair de Lune by performed by François Joltiolier, written by Claude Debussy. I'll forever picture Sir Patrick on his back, moon bathing to that music. Love, respect, and many thanks to a great man. Thanks for everything. I'm Guy Garvey. Happy New Week.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Yes, my people, I'm Don Letts, and this is a Culture Clash Christmas session. For the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a Yuletide ride that'll cross time, space, and genres.
Santa Claus is getting to town.
Now, even though I'd like to think I'm too cool for Yule, and I've tried to avoid getting caught up in the whole Christmas thing, I have to confess, they've got me. So, I've trawled through my seasonal selections from my past 5 years on the station that rules the nation to hit you with a 2-hour selection of Christmas cuts that hopefully won't make you want to throw up.
Santa Claus is getting to town.
For the most part, I've avoided the obvious, even though I have to confess to liking some of them. So, there's no John Lennon, there's no Pogues, there's not even that Slade track I kind of like. But there might be a couple of guilty pleasures. In the first hour of my Culture Clash Christmas selection, you'll be hearing from Stevie Wonder, The Kinks, Ika Mouse, Polystyrene, Run DMC, Thea Gilmore, Toots and the Maytals, and Tony Hancock, to name just a few. Randall Williams Orchestra, Santa Claus is Skying to Town. This is Paul Simon's Getting Ready for Christmas.
Police, now, get ready for Christmas Day.